Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Test out. I'm Paul Arthur Dolan, a member of the Outrigger Canoe Club's Historical Committee. For some time, the committee has been conducting oral histories of prominent members of the club. Today is my pleasure to interview May Evelyn Freeth Borthwaite, a longtime member of the Outrigger Canoe Club. We are at the club's in the club's boardroom on this beautiful Hawaiian day. Good afternoon, May.
Good afternoon.
Okay. Well, let's start off. When, where, and to whom were you born?
I was born in Halawa, Molokai. My mother was Evelyn Clark Freeth. My dad was Douglas William Freeth.
Okay. And when?
1928.
Day, month?
August the 14th, 1928.
Okay. When did you have to leave Molokai?
6 months old.
Really? How come?
Well, my mother went back to Molokai because her mother wanted her to go back to have me. And she stayed there until I was old enough to catch the boat coming back to Honolulu, where she was working.
And what did she do?
She was a dental hygienist.
Oh, great. How about your dad? What did he do?
He was an architect.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Did he have his own business or did he work with somebody?
He worked for C.W. Dickey for many years. And then he had his own business and went along with the Silamon. And then they became Architects Hawaii.
Great. Now, they have since passed.
Oh, yes. Long time ago.
Long time ago. Any siblings? Brother, sister?
No, I had no brothers.
You're the only child.
I'm the only child.
Oh, you lucky kid, you.
Yeah, my dad was an only child.
Your education, where'd you go to school? Starting from first grade. Oh,
all
kindergarten.
Right, or kindergarten.
Yeah.
St. Andrew's Priory. And then we left for Kauai in 1936. My dad was the architect for the Wilcox Memorial Hospital. So I went to Leahui Grammar, and we spent a year there. And then coming back, let's see. Then I went to Lincoln School and Stevenson, Roosevelt, then to the University of Hawaii.
What year did you graduate from Roosevelt?
1946.
46.
Right.
Who were some of your classmates?
Oh, I guess, no, not really.
We won't touch it.
Because I was involved with the girls of, yes, not only swimming, but they were all 1945 graduates.
Wow.
That's like Blondie Boy.
Yeah, yeah.
And Alva Jensen.
All the older girls.
There's very few in my class.
What kind of sports did you participate in high school?
Swimming. That took everything.
You remember who your coach was at Roosevelt?
No, I don't.
Okay. We won't worry about that.
But in my senior year was Coach Sakamoto.
He coached for Roosevelt?
No. I went. He wanted
me. Oh, you went to Hawaii Swim Club.
Not really. He was, I did for a while, but he just trained me.
Oh. Personally?
Personally.
Oh, touch you. Now, after Roosevelt, you went to?
To the university.
Yeah, for how long?
I went till my junior year, then got married.
That ended the UH trip.
That certainly did. Yeah.
Now you did swim at the U.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I became captain of the swim team there in 1947. I was captain of the team then.
Okay. Only swimming.
Yes.
Yeah. You didn't do any other sports.
Well, I had my own. I mean, I had horses and rode, but volleyball for the outrigger.
Okay.
That was in the younger
days. That started
days.
When? At what time? You know what? Hold off on that because I'll get back to that. You got married.
Yeah.
When and to who?
Okay, I got married December 1948. To William Mendel Borthwick.
Date.
Okay, date. You want like December the 29th.
Oh, great.
In between semesters.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
1928.
All right.
19.
So you're now married.
Yeah.
Children.
Yeah.
How many?
Three.
Names.
Blair, Doug, and Karen.
Full names, please.
William Blair Borthwick, Karen.
When was William born?
Blair was born.
You call him Blair?
Okay. Yes. Okay. But he was born, let's see, 1949.
All right. I won't ask you the date because you would have forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No.
Next child.
Yeah. Karen. She was...
Full name.
Karen May Borthwick.
Born?
1950.
Okay.
And... Douglas Freeth Borthwick was born in May. let's see now.
You know what?
April.
You know what?
You should have got.
With the three children, of course, you went to work.
Well, yes. What did I do?
Yeah.
Okay. I taught hula.
Good. Sideline.
It was a sideline. I had been teaching since I was 16. I taught for my grand aunt.
Who was that?
Dorothy Campbell. And I don't know if you remember Buddy Campbell at all. No, that was her son. Kelly was a cousin.
Where did you teach?
I taught at Betty Lay Hula Studio.
Waikiki
for my grand aunt.
Where was that located? Do you remember?
Yes. But I can see the place, but I can't remember the name of the street.
Okay, let's go on. When did you first perform hula?
I performed at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel in 1930 when I was 2 years old.
Wow. And did you keep on performing there? Or was it just a one-night gig?
No, for about 3 years, till I was about five. Then I quit.
Oh, boy. So, until you started teaching...
Yes,
later.
Yeah, when I was 16, I started teaching.
Started teaching. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, was that that Betty Lay thing? Huh?
Yeah, Betty Lay Hula Studio. Mm-hmm.
All right. You got involved in horses.
Yes.
What? How old were you then?
9 years old.
9 years old. And where would you go riding and learning how to do horsemanship? Town and country.
Town and country stables.
Oh, boy. What did you do? You had to pay a fee, didn't you? Or did
you
go collect kiawe beans?
No, I did not. my mother had to pay.
Yeah.
Because I was nine, you know.
Yeah. Now, when was your first pa'u?
My first pa'u ride was in 1946.
What
just
was that, Cam
after
Day?
The war, yes.
Cam
Day. That's all there was then.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
no more Aloha Week.
No Aloha Week.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get back to Mendel for just a second.
Sure.
What did Mendel do?
Mendel worked at Borthwick Mortuary. And then
was he a mortician or a director?
He was a director.
Uh-huh.
His father his grandfather started the business. His father took over, and then Mendel took over for his father. And so Borthwick Mortuary in 1980 to take over Hans Ed.
Now, who bought out Borthwick?
Because Hans Ed was also started by Mendel's grandfather.
Wow. Talk about nepotism.
Yeah.
Who bought out Borthwick's Mortuary?
I don't remember.
Didn't John Felix and those
guys? Oh, that's right.
Hey, you!
Oh my God, John Felix, of
course.
Yeah,
and they kept the name.
And then it's been sold twice after that, and they've all kept the name.
Kept the name. I'll be done.
Yes, John sold it.
Now, you say Mendel went to which savings and loan?
Honolulu Federal Savings and Loan.
Honolulu Federal Savings and Loan. Okay. How long did he
He stayed there.
As president,
Yes.
Yeah.
He stayed there until it was sold to Bank of America.
Well, Bank of America left. They must have sold it to somebody else. Bank of Hawaii.
I don't know who.
I bet you Bank of Hawaii.
I don't think so.
Possibly. I won't. Okay. How? You kept riding horses until?
Oh, till I was around 50. Then the doctor told me to stop because we had a ranch and we were raising Arabian horses. They were just gorgeous.
Where was the ranch? And the name?
Double Five Ranch.
And that located. Okay, where is that ranch located?
in Waimanalo, up in the mountains, right?
Yeah, up in the Aglands there.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
How did you get introduced to the club?
Well, I was so young, but I know that the club that was being built was
1940. In 1941 it opened.
Yes. By C.W. Dickey.
Yeah.
And my dad was one of the architects. In fact, my dad's firm did Oahu Country Club.
Fantastic. Okay.
I don't know whether it was, I know my mother and dad joined, but I don't know if it was like Duke or somebody else that joined. I have no idea.
Okay. So you were how old then?
I was 13.
13. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When did you start to do athletics in the club? You did what first?
Paddle.
You paddle canoodle.
Mm-hmm.
What, women's novice?
I didn't think they had a novice.
Or junior women or girls? Girls something, yeah?
Well, I don't know that they had that.
Yeah,
to me.
So, well, your first race was when?
1945.
45, okay.
Yeah.
It'd be girls, you'd be about 15, I think. It'd be girls 16 and under. Okay, that sounds good. And you finally hung it up when?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
You were in the what, senior women's?
But I played volleyball, though.
Oh, okay, well, that's another sport,
I know it's another sport, but they had teams that went around to different places.
Yeah.
Played against other.
Although we played sandball, you played hardcourt.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Were you, you were a spiker or a setter?
I was a setter.
You were a setter.
Yeah.
And when did you finally relinquish that sport? Actually, you were...
I was playing. About 35.
Wow. And golf?
I didn't start till after my horses.
Wow.
When I... About 60.
When did you sell the ranch? Or was it...
We sold that... I guess... Where I was about 60. Or Mendel was 60.
Year.
Yeah. I couldn't remember.
I'll let you fill that in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Bridge. How'd you get involved in bridge?
My mother and father made me play when I was around 11 years old.
Great.
And I haven't stopped.
Super. How about bridge? Did your children pick up the sport?
Not at all. Not one of them would play. Not one.
Likewise with me.
Likewise with you,
yeah,
right? I mean,
yeah, my mother was out playing all the time.
Yeah, you know, it's just different.
How about committees? Were you on any committees? I know one that's here. I think it's you were on the chairperson of the entertainment committee, 60-61.
Yeah.
Yeah, about that. See, I've been doing some G2 work on you.
Well,
but I don't know. You're members. You are members of committees, though.
Yeah.
Entertainment only or others?
No. Just entertainment.
Entertainment.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. No. Prinsco Hero Hawaiian Civic Club, I did some of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you members of any other organizations?
No, I was a vice president for the YWCA.
Uh-huh. Hey, what about your AAU thing? How'd that come about?
Oh, because they needed referees, I guess you'd call it.
You didn't referee. You were a director, weren't you?
What I did was actually get down on the pool and be a, what do you call it? Oh, if somebody's stroke wasn't right, they got...
You were a coach.
Not a coach, no. I think they just called them directors. That you were there to see that anybody in that pool at a swimming meet did everything correct.
Oh, you're a referee. Umpire.
No.
Umpire.
No, it wasn't.
They call it director, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, I went up to see my son swim in college, and, you know, the finish...
Finish line.
Well, that went out. So now they have to call and try to find AAU judges. That's
what you were.
An AAU judge.
Okay. That was, how long did you do that?
I would say...
From when to when?
Well, let's see, when they started swimming, and then my youngest son graduated in 74. So I guess it was maybe 10 years.
Okay.
So even up at college, they needed finishing judges, so, you know.
Sure.
Got called on.
You say you only participated in the entertainment committee. No other committees in the club?
No, I don't remember doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that sounds good. At least you were the chair of the entertainment committee. Boy, that's what a pain in the butt.
I'm sorry, but we had the best group.
Really?
We had such a wonderful group.
That's nice to hear.
And we look forward to working together.
Historical, we're the same way.
It just was a blast.
Ah, super.
That's what I can remember, but I can't remember the guys that were on the... It was such a long time ago.
Sure, sure. Hey, 1960. Hell, that's 40 years ago.
I know.
Oh, 45 years ago.
So, but you know, we... everybody looked forward to working together and having a few after yeah. you know, decorating and doing that kind
At
of stuff.
At this present date and age, what are your activities?
Golf, bridge.
Still playing golf?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Where do you play mostly? Where?
Oahu Country Club.
OCC, okay. Mm-hmm. Great. And bridge.
And bridge.
That's it, too.
Yeah.
Ah, super.
Yeah.
And the children are all grown.
Oh, yes.
And they got children of their own.
They've got children of their own, and the children have children.
Wow, so you big grandmother.
I have 5 great-grandchildren.
Super. Super. By golly. Comparing the old club to this club that we now enjoy, what do you miss from the old club?
Yes, I did. I enjoyed the hoe terrace and, of course, the volleyball courts, but and the sun deck. Yeah. I did enjoy that.
The parties and the dances.
The parties and the dances and even the bar.
When did you start drinking? What age?
I couldn't drink until I was 21.
Yeah, I know. Ooh, boy. What do you think about this club?
I guess I don't feel the same way about this club as I did the old club.
Yeah. But don't you feel that this was the best move? At the time, people were quitting the club because they didn't want to move. But
I know that.
Looking back, we'd have been run over.
If we had the place which I wanted them to take over, or what were they going to do, lease it?
Well, they were going to give us a floor or something like that. And, you know,
that wouldn't have worked out.
We'd have been run over by tourists.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. And they'd be coming in and just, wouldn't be like the old days. So this is good.
Yes.
You're far enough away that you don't get people walking in all the time.
What do you think of the facilities, the accommodations?
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
What do you think about the OCC 2C?
What is that?
You know that big development that they wanted to do, and they got squashed? They wanted to expand the...
Oh, no.
Were you involved in that?
Well, I just said no.
Yeah. We're that way, too. And, of course, everything's been put on ice until the lease rent's gone. But it's going to rear its ugly head again.
Oh, of course it is. So now, are we okay as far as the new lease?
Not until May 16th will we know.
Oh, okay.
So as you recollect, some of the people that you horsed around with.
Yes.
Do you remember their names?
Ivanel Mountcastle.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead. What funny recollections can you give us?
Well, I do have one. I was playing volleyball, and I hear somebody just yelling at me, "God damn it, May, you get off of that volleyball court." And it was my doctor, Dr. West, telling me to get off because I was pregnant.
With who?
My second child.
Boy, you took chances, huh? How far along were you?
About 3 months
old. Oh,
maybe
playing the seven now.
Well, let's say this.
Yeah.
When I went out we were playing in a tournament. There was no Dr. West around, and I was about 6 months.
Oh, baby.
I didn't show.
Fantastic.
Very little. I didn't show anything, and I was in good shape.
Yeah.
Then after my third child, it was so easy having him that 2 weeks after I had him, I was playing volleyball again in a tournament.
Fantastic. Great. Super.
Yeah. And they say today, the exercises is good now.
Darn right.
They didn't
muscle tone.
They didn't want you to do that with now, my first.
At this point, you weren't paddling though, you know?
No.
Volleyball and bridge.
Yeah.
And no more horses.
Horses?
You were horsing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we had horses. Oh,
no,
yeah.
No. Well, oh, that's right, because you had the ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the ranch went, of course, there were no more horses. So.
Right.
Yeah.
That was about the time. I guess my husband sold when he was 60, so I'm 3 years younger. And
you're going to have to remember what year that is. I'll put a question mark, year.
Yeah, because Mendel will be 82. So let's, this month. So, okay, if you call it at 60 that we sold.
Yeah.
So that's, 22 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Gee, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Anything else would you that you might recall, Egods? What do you think of the number of members that the club has right now?
I don't know how many there are.
Almost 4,900. But that's all categories. Do you feel the club is overcrowded sometimes?
No.
No? Okay.
Because...
You're strictly social right now.
I'm strictly social.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we just come to dinner and that's
sure.
About,
yeah. Sure.
Okay. Once in a while.
Okay. What do you think of the club as the instrument of promoting Hawaiian sports?
That's good.
Yeah.
I think they do very good in, you know, canoes and...
You know, we've got some of the most valuable canoes. My God, we've got the Leilani.
Oh.
The Kakina?
The one we paddled in.
Kakina, yes.
Kakina.
Yes. Now, this one that just got renovated,
mm-hmm.
Not a foreign object on it. It's all koa. Not a piece of metal on it.
Oh, wonderful.
And,
Did the
Kakina
have anything?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
And Kakina is going to get to comply with the Hawaiian Canoe Racing Association. It's supposed to... All the koa boats are supposed to be regulation Hawaiian. No foreign materials.
Oh, my God. I
so
didn't know.
So Koloa is the first one. Beautiful job. Yeah. The Domi
okay,
is going.
I didn't know that the Kakina had anything metal in it.
Oh, yeah.
Where?
I remember the metal. They had a metal rod that went from one side of the, right where the yucca was.
Yeah?
Yeah. That stiffened it, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, they had screws in the seat.
No kidding.
No more screws in the Koloa.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well,
all right.
May, it's been a pleasure,
mm-hmm.
And I know I've picked your brains.
What's left?
But you got to remember,
yeah.
When you do the draft,
okay.
When you review the draft, you can input more stuff.
All right.
And just as long as you do it in the right color so I know what you've done.
Yeah, okay. I'll get a blue or a red pen or whatever.
No. You can do it with your computer.